So when I think of John the Baptist, I think in particular of the wilderness. I think of him eating locusts, the only kosher insect, and wild honey, subsisting on those things which the desert and scrubland offered up. A voice crying in the wilderness, a man whose spiritual practice and ministry drew him out into those places which were just beyond where most people were willing and able to spend their lives. And it was there in those edgelands that he proclaimed a baptism of repentance, that ritual washing which would make the baptized ready for the coming of the Messiah. And those who heard John's proclamation that the kingdom of heaven had come near were moved not to a token gesture of washing, but to venture out into that formidable desert to meet him, to hear what he proclaimed, and there, at last, to be baptized. And in that journey to meet the prophet and to enter the waters, they took themselves outside of their cities and their fields to encounter God in the wilderness themselves, to find God in that place which is removed from the everyday, the orderly, the structured and routine existence that otherwise would have filled and dominated their lives. The world tells us that there's only really one way that things can be, the way they are every day, day after day, for things to continue as they always have been, and that there's only one way for us to be. But the wilderness is that space which is beyond the world's knowing and control and tells us that there are things about which the world knows nothing. And there, the kingdom of heaven has come very near indeed. And so it is that as Jesus prepares to embark upon his ministry in the world, he ventures out into the wilderness and seeks his cousin John, that he might be baptized too. John resists. After all, John has been out there to prepare everyone for the work that Jesus is here to do. He's just the forerunner. Surely it's John who needs to be baptized by Jesus. But Jesus tells him that these things need to happen in their proper course. You can't just skip to the end. You have to make the journey out into the wilderness to find the waters of baptism. You have to move through and beyond other ways of knowing to find that which the world cannot offer if you are to glimpse the kingdom. And you have to be willing to offer yourself to be transformed before God can really make known your transformation. And there and then, Jesus had to place himself and his life into the context of John's work rather than pushing John's work aside to begin his own. And it is in those waters of repentance in the Jordan that God makes plain at last what John has glimpsed, who Jesus really is. That Christ is the presence of the numinous, the transcendent, the unnameable, the holy itself, here, now, in human form. God is washed in those waters. And here is Christ, Jesus, the Beloved. And that is good. And this morning we have the joy of welcoming a new Christian, Tina, in the waters of baptism. This is the baptism which Christ offers, in which we are joined together in the body of Christ, adopted as full members of the household of God. Tina has one household now, and it is a good and loving one and a worthy one. And through the waters of baptism, she gains another. The family of all those who have been washed in the waters of baptism, all those who offer their hearts to God. This is the family of Jesus and John, the family of Abraham, our spiritual ancestor. And the inheritance of that whole spiritual family is hers, that she might find God when she has her wilderness experiences. And always know that she, too, is a beloved child of God. And that spiritual reality isn't just some private internal matter knitted together out of hope and belief and vague ideas, but it is also made flesh in our communal reality. It is this community which prepares the waters and this community which proclaims this baptism. And from today and throughout her life, wherever it may take her, Tina can call this place home and these people, all these people, her family. And not just those who attend this particular 10 o'clock service at St. Andrew's, Sydney, but everywhere the good news is proclaimed in every household of God, she belongs. And while that household is in many places and while it is in and with many people, it is also in this place, and it is also with these people. We commit ourselves to being that household, that community, that family. The world doesn't offer people very many good and stable places to belong, to be accepted, to be loved, to be shown their worth. Your job, your home, even your citizenship can all be stripped from you with a few words said in the right way by the right person in the right place at the right time. Many of us, maybe most of us, live with a sense of precariousness in our acceptance, our being loved, our being worthy. Our existence is contingent, subject to the whims and approval of those who place themselves over us. But that is not the reality of the kingdom, and that is not what is revealed to us in baptism. Baptism can never be undone. It can be denied and resisted, and perhaps most often it is. But we offer today an indelible belonging and a permanent home in the household of God. And indeed, in the kingdom of heaven, which was already and always our home, and it is already Tina's birthright. And yet today, we let that be spoken and marked and made plain in a few simple gestures, so that it can never be erased. And so may we be a community which honors the transformation of these waters and makes them real, which proclaims the goodness of each person and which seeks Christ in our midst, in every human being. May we be generous stewards of our spiritual inheritance and faithful members of the household of God. May we be a good and loving place which enables the transformation, birth, renewal, and ministry of all God's children. And may we commit ourselves too, as we will in the renewing of our baptismal covenant, to our own ongoing transformation and renewal, and to remembering, even in those wilderness places, especially in those wilderness places, that we are God's beloved too. Amen.